Understanding RV electrical systems. Analyzing the 50A vs 30A battery charging confusion. Executive summary. The question posed reveals several fundamental misunderstandings about how RV electrical systems work, particularly regarding the relationship between AC shore power and DC battery charging systems. This analysis clarifies these concepts, examines the flawed assumptions in the proposal, and offers practical recommendations for optimizing battery charging in an RV setting. Background: the electrical systems in question. The scenario involves an RV with 12V DC electrical system, 300Ah lithium battery bank, 600W solar array plan, Victron 3000W multi plus inverter installation plan, Victron 50A Orion DC DC charger, current ability to connect to 50A shore power via adapter to 30A. The fundamental confusion. The core misunderstanding stems from conflating two different electrical systems. 1. AC shore power 120V/240V, the electricity coming from the electrical grid or generator. 2. DC vehicle power 12V, the electricity stored in and used by the RV's battery system. Key misconception: equating 50A AC with 50A DC, the RV owner believes they can charge batteries faster from their truck alternator 50A DC than from shore power, attributing this to their 30A system. This comparison is fundamentally flawed because 50A shore power is 240V AC to 120V legs at 50A each. 50A from an alternator is 12V DC. These are completely different measurements despite using the same amperage number. Key misconception: AC input versus battery charging capability. The suggestion that using a 50A multi plus Roman 2 would provide 12,000W versus 3,600W of charging power reflects a misunderstanding of how inverter/chargers work. The maximum charging output is limited by the charger specifications, not the AC input amperage. Most RV converter/chargers deliver between 40-100A of DC charging current regardless of whether they're on 30A or 50A service. The limiting factor in battery charging is the charger's design, not the shore power capacity. Comparative analysis, power calculations to understand the real differences. Let's examine the actual power available in each scenario. System voltage, amperage, maximum power, realistic battery charging current 30A shore power 120V AC 30A 3600W limited by converter typically 40-AE DC 50A shore power 240V AC 50A 12000W still limited by converter. No change unless converter uprated truck alternator 12V DC 50A 600W 50A DC direct Victron 3000W multi plus 120V AC input 25A input 3000W up to 120A DC charging Victron Ryan 50A 12V DC 50A 600W 50A DC. Technical analysis of the proposed solution. The RV owner proposes 1. Installing a Victron Multi Plus Roman 2, which can accept 2x120V inputs. 2. Only connecting one 120V line to the RV circuit board. 3. Believing this would still enable faster battery charging, assuming 12,000W vs 3,600W. Why this approach is problematic. 1. Converter capacity limitation. The battery charging capability is limited by the converter's specifications, not the available shore power. The Victron Multi Plus Roman 2 3000 has a maximum charging current of approximately 120A DC, regardless of whether it's connected to 30A or 50A service. 2. Misunderstanding power flow. Adding a second 120V leg doesn't multiply battery charging capacity. The inverter/charger has a fixed maximum DC output rating. 3. Confusion about RV electrical systems. In an RV with 50A service, the two 120V legs are typically used to distribute power to different circuits in the RV, not to increase battery charging capacity. Correct approach to improving battery charging. If faster battery charging is the goal, the RV owner should consider 1. Focusing on the converter specifications, the Victron Multi Plus inverter/charger already offers substantial charging capability up to 120A DC, which is significantly better than most stock RV converters, typically 40-60A. 2. Adding parallel charging sources, the planned setup with both the Multi-Plus charger and the Orion DC-DC charger is a good approach, as these can work simultaneously with the solar system. 3. Understanding actual limitations. Battery charging is limited by battery chemistry and specifications, maximum charging rate, temperature considerations, converter/charger capabilities, cable and connection limitations, realistic charging time improvements. With the planned Victron equipment, the RV owner can expect stock RV converter, typically 40-55 ADC, approximately 6-7.5 hours to charge 300 off from 50% DUD. Victron Multi Plus, up to 120 ADC, approximately 2.5 hours to charge 300 off from 50% DUD. Combined charging Multi Plus Plus Orion Plus Solar, potentially 200 A plus DC, less than 1.5 hours to charge from 50% DUD in ideal conditions. Expert recommendations. 1. Proceed with the planned Victron installation. The Victron 3000W Multi Plus inverter slash charger will provide significant charging improvements over a stock converter. 2. Keep the existing shore power configuration. Changing from 30A to 50A service is unnecessary for battery charging improvements unless there are other reasons to need more AC power for running appliances. 3. Consider battery limitations. Ensure the lithium battery bank can accept the charging current from multiple sources. Most lithium batteries can handle 1C charging rates 300A for a 300A bank, but verification is important. 4. Focus on cable sizing. Ensure all DC cables are properly sized for the increased charging currents to prevent voltage drop and heat issues. Conclusion. The RV owner's fundamental premise contains significant technical misunderstandings about how RV electrical systems operate. The proposed solution wouldn't work as expected because it's based on incorrect assumptions about how shore power relates to battery charging capacity. The good news is that the Victron equipment being installed will already provide substantial improvements in charging capability without any modifications to the shore power connections. The combination of the Multi-Plus inverter slash charger, Orion DC-DC charger, and existing solar will provide multiple charging paths that will significantly reduce battery charging time compared to the stock system. This has been a Yak Yak report, produced March 30, 2025. This report was generated using AI from Anthropic with a model Claude 3-7 Sonnet 20,250,219. Your feedback is appreciated.